So last week and the week before, we were discussing the different mahalchim in Emunah. And just to continue from where we left off, and it's good to listen to the shiurim just to have a better understanding of what we're going to say, because this is just a kitzur of that. One of the things we discussed was that Avraham Avinu was machadish, a chiddush in Emunas Hashem. But through his chakira, he was makir Kadosh Baruch Hu as being the Bari and the Manik. Hashem is the creator of the world, and then Hashem runs the world. As the Sefer Yetzirah says, that there was tremendous introspection, delving into the depths of the world. He was the greatest philosopher who ever lived. So it came to the point of a seichel could go no more, that he was oimed on the point, and he said, "Who is the Balabira?" And Hashem said, "Shalom Aleichem, I am the Balabira. It is me." So anybody who uses, who follows the Derech HaChakira to find the Kodesh Baruch Hu, associates himself with the Amun of Avram. And then there was a Messiah that was created from Avram to Yitzchak. Yitzchak walks down the path that his father created, and that's called the Amun of Yitzchak, following in the ways of the Messiah. Messiah is related to the Amun of Yitzchak. And then there's the Chut HaMashulash, which is Yaakov. Yaakov is the Ishtam Yoshev Oholim, that by sitting and learning Torah, by being a pure Jew, staying away from Averas and doing mitzvahs, the person doesn't need any philosophy anymore. Even the Messiah is going to be secondary to the fact that he has a gift from the Avos HaKadoshim called Emuna, that automatically a person has a natural netiyah to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'emunah tmima. So Yaakov is called Yaakov Ishtam. He's the Yoshev Oholim. A person should embrace all three. There's a seder, as we explained. One doesn't need to go after chakir anymore, which is a very dangerous path, just for one to jump into making chakiras, unless he puts first the derech of Yaakov, which is the way of Emunah Tmima. As we say, Yaakov is the bechir shava avos. Yaakov is the choice of all the avos, which means that his derech, his way of serving Hashem, of having Emunah, of walking down that derech of Emunah Tmima, is the most sure way, the best way, and it's available for everyone, men, women, children, scholars, doesn't matter who you are. You walked on the path of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov chava nachalasa, nachalas Yaakov Avicha. And we've explained that beyond that, there's the derech, which is called derech of Yisrael. Of course, Yaakov is Yisrael. But just like the shame Yisrael is higher than Yaakov, so too, the way of Yisrael is higher than the way of Yaakov. Now, the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael is that Yaakov is a gene that a Jew has in his physical makeup, that he's nimshach achar Kadosh Baruch, that he stays true to Kadosh Baruch. Yisrael refers to the neshama of a Yid, that a Yid follows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just because he has DNA or he has something which is a physical messiah from Kadosh Baruch Hu through the Avos HaKadoshim to each and every Jew. It's that a person has a neshama, and being that that neshama is a piece of a whole, of a greater whole, there's a natural hamshacha, gravitational pull, which the neshama has to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what the tzaddikim say, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us. Take a look, for example, at the Ohr of Yisrael, Parshas Noach, and everybody says this, that the Lashon of Emunah is a Lashon of Hamshacha, to be drawn after, to follow behind. That's a Lashon of Emunah. Now, we use the term Emunah very loosely because we speak about Yud Gimel Ikri Emunah, the fundamentals, the foundations of Emunah, which we've spoken about maybe in the second shir a little bit, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Shem a little bit more. But what the word Emunah really means is that it's a Nimshach Acharei, that you stay true to. We speak about a bais ne'eman b'Yisrael. Ne'eman means faithfulness. That a husband is faithful to the wife, and the wife is faithful to the husband. Unless there's that, then there's no home. The whole world runs on trust. Like, I don't mind getting on an airplane because I trust the pilot that he's going to get us there safely. Or you get into a cab because you trust him that he's not going to The whole world works on trust. If we didn't trust anybody, we couldn't move. We couldn't go to a doctor because you couldn't trust him. You couldn't do anything without trust. The whole world runs on trust. And emuna means that because of the trust, because of my faithfulness, I follow you. There's a trust that the neshama has in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And because of that, there's a pull that the neshama has to follow Hashem. The reason why that is, before we get to the reason why that is, I just would like to just clarify more the difference between Yisrael and Yaakov. This hamshachah which Yisrael has after HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus Yaakov has to follow Hashem is that the neshama is a very powerful force. And when the neshama is following HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a Jew understands just how powerful his neshama is, nothing can stand in the way of that. Whereas Yaakov, it's a tmimus, it's a gene where a Jew won't get lost when he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has a GPS that he'll always be able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every matzah which he's in. The power of Yisrael, which is the power of the neshama to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is so much stronger that there's nothing which can stand in the way of that neshama. This idea that the chelek alokam imal, chelek Hashem amo, that the peace of the neshama follows the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the inherent emuna which the Jew has to find Hashem. This was Be'ikr brought onto the scene in this later time in history. We've spoken about before the idea that emuna is an ongoing evolutional process. That it began with Avram, which is the Derech HaChakira, and then it became a Mesaira, and then it became Yaakov, and Jews went with the emuna of Yaakov for many, many centuries. And it wasn't only till recent time, from the revelation of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Arizal, and the Baal Shem Tov, and the later generation Tzaddikim, that the emunah of Yisrael, that the emphasis on neshama was spoken about and focused and emphasized. It's only if you'll notice, and it's, otherwise it's a quandary, it's very hard to understand why it is that in the later generations there's so much talk in the Sfarim HaKadoshim about neshama, neshama, neshama. You don't find that in the Rishonim, even in the Achronim, in the Midrashim. You never hear the word neshama in the Rishonim. The reason why is because there's a concept called Ve'ad Dor Vador Amunasai. That every generation which goes by, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is purifying and strengthening and greatening the concept of Amunah stronger and stronger. From door to door. As the Baal HaTanya and other tzaddikim teach, door to door, Yeshabach Ma'asecha. Yeshabach Ma'asecha means that every single generation, there's an improvement in the world. And we look at the world, we see a world falling apart. We're talking about the spiritual world. But the concept of emuna and the strength of emuna that a Jew has, who he is, what it means a Jew, understanding oneself, these concepts of stop from taking a look at the outer world to understand Hashem and looking within and finding everything inside, these are the concepts that are being spoken about more than any other generation, and it's not a kasha. Right? This is the milah which we have over previous generations. Of course, we ride on their shoulders. They brought us to this point. But we have... There's a revelation of neshama in this generation which is being revealed to us that wasn't spoken about in previous generations because of the concept of Adar Vadim Manasseh. This is the neshama, this is the talk of the emuna called Emunas Yisrael. The emuna of Yisrael. That's why the Baal Shem Tov, his name was Yisrael. Right? He revealed this chela called Yisrael in the Jew. He spoke about more than anybody else. The idea that the neshama is so powerful that the neshama, which is who you are, that's how a Jew needs to identify himself. Is Nimshach Achar Kadosh Baruch Hu b'Emunah Shleima. And the reason why this is so powerful is because if a Jew understands he's a neshama and then he's a piece of Hashem, a person realizes that there's nothing which can stand in his way of fulfilling his tafkin and finding a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every maniyah is not a maniyah. How big is it already? Is it bigger than my neshama? Anything which confronts me is smaller than me. You don't get that with the emunah of Yaakov, which is why Yaakov had to battle Esav, and he got hit. It was only after that the Malach came down, or the Malach said to Yaakov, you've triumphed, you've won, now I'm giving you the name Yisrael. Yisrael is Kisarisim Elokim Yimanashim Atucha. Nobody can stand in the face of Yisrael. Every Jew walks around with that chela called Yisrael. And there's no such thing as a maniyah. And that's why it's so relevant in this day and age, because if we take a look at the tzaras that people have, and the nisyonos that people have, How is a Jew supposed to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu in an age like this, where Hashem has concealed himself, haster, aster upon him, totally concealed himself? We have questions all around with the Holocaust and people's personal lives and the redifas of tzaddikim and the tumah and the shmutz and the taivas all around and the furies in the internet. It's only because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw mitchila barosh that there would be nisyonas like this in this time, that he gave us a gift called Yisroel, which is the neshama, that if a Jew learns about neshama, if he talks about neshama, and if he becomes in contact with the neshama, and he brings out neshama through the methods we spoke about in last year, he brings out Nishmas Yisrael, then he won't even understand how people can miss it. It becomes so clear to him. We'll turn the tables around 180 degrees. So focusing, speaking about the neshama, speaking about emuna, speaking about the chelik elakamim, this is the eitz which we have in a generation which is sinking. It's a ship sinking at sea. To be able not just to navigate the waters, but to find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in a way where previous generations didn't even have such a gift. Although they had that chelik Yisrael, but it was buried. It's being revealed in this time of age because we need it most, and that's the tachlis, to reveal that chelik elakamim called Yisrael. This is the hamshacha that Nishmas Yisrael has after Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ikur emunah that a yid has. Like we say, Mashcheni acharecha naritza. We say the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One of the kinyanim that a man can make on a chefta, on a behemoth, whatever it is, the Gemara talks about, is called a kinyan mashicha. Mashicha means that you pull the animal along. Just, if you just give it a tiny pull, it already knows who his master is. That's what you tell the behemoth. I am your master. Take it by the neck, by a rope, give it a little yank. Behold, I am your master. So we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mashcheni acharecha naritza. Give me a little mashicha. Make a kinyan on me. And then I'll run after you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tev of the Nishmas Yisrael. It knows its master and it runs after Kadosh Baruch Hu if a person comes in touch with his neshama. Havyani hamelech adarav, and he brings me into the inner chambers. Only Yisrael, who's called the ben of Kadosh Baruch Hu, could come into those inner chambers. We have that opportunity, b'zman hazeh. That's why Mashcheni acharecha naritza Havyani is Rashi Tevos Emuna. That's the essence of Emuna. Ashchini Acharecha Narusa Havyani. If we have a little bit of Emuna and we allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to give us a little pull, then Havyani, he'll bring me in. That's Emuna, it's a Lashon Hamshacha Achar Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a natural Hamshacha that the Neshama has. We don't have to create it, it's already there. We just have to make sure that there's no Lichlach and no Chataim, which is blocking that gravitational pull to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Speak about emunah. Like David HaMelech says, Mi yogur bo halecha, mi yishkoin, b'chatzis kachecha. Dover emes bilvavo, you talk truth. You speak truth in your heart, and then you'll find your way to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As long as you don't have any, he describes, as long as you don't have any gzeila, you don't have any this aver, it makes a lichloch. It puts a barrier in between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu that the GPS isn't working exactly right. We do get rid of all those averas, and we strengthen and we speak about neshama, boom, we're there. Mashcheni acharecha naritza, Havyani melech adarav. This is the relationship between emes and emuna. The Zohar says, Ihu emes v'ihi emuna. The zachar, the masculine, is called emes, and the feminine is called emuna. And then whenever we speak about emuna, we speak about emuna, which is nimshach achar ha-emes. The word emuna, as you can see quite clearly, comes from the word emes. They have the same shayrish. Emuna is the chedek alakami ma'al of yid, which is nimshach achar the emes. Emuna are the lights that Hashem sends down from the emes, which draws everything to him. And that's us. We're that chedek alakami ma'al, which has that yearning, which has an emuna to find the emes, which is Hashem. Hashem elokim emes, the pasuk says. So the emuna is nimshach achar the emes. That's what we say in davening every day. Emes ve'emuna chayk v'lo yavar. Emes and emuna are so connected to each other. It's chayk v'lo yavar. You can't separate the two of them. They go together as one. That's the natural hamshacha that the chelek elakamimal has to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why that's important, when we speak about emes, which is Kadosh Baruch Hu, we speak about purpose. We speak about something which is a very, very high thing. And the truth is that when we speak about the MS of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't know what we're referring to even. We just know that there's a God and we can call him God. We could say, Hashem Elokim MS. Right? But how to get there and how to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we have a Torah, which is called the Torah's MS. And that's the way it gets us there. But a person in his lifetime, he wants to be able to find his purpose in life. Not just to go through the world doing mitzvahs, learning Torah, going day to day, just doing what he needs to do in this world. Every person who feels the neshama in his heart wants to be able to succeed in accomplishing his mission, to finding that emes, which is the dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very strong way, which is not just being yotze b'di'evet. B'di'evet, by the way, means like an eved. Right? An eved is b'di'evet. Yeah, that's what b'di'evet means. You do it. Like an eved, he just does it. A ben, somebody who loves his father, he wants to be close with his father, to know his father. That's the type of relationship that we have with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that emes is very sublime and it's hidden. It's a very, very hidden thing. And for one to be able to find that emes, he needs a very strong radar. We say about emes, David speaks about this emes. He says, "Hein emes chafatz de batuchos," he says in Tehillim. Your emes is buried. We say, "Emes me'eretz tetzmach," it will grow from underneath the ground. It's buried. Hashomer emes la'olam, you conceal it for future times. The emes Hashem la'olam, hallelujah. Right? These are the types of things, this is the type of way we describe the emes, that it will be revealed later on. And because we're so close to the Geula, Hashem has given us this gift called Yisrael, the Emunas Yisrael. And if a Yid will just try to be Neshamadik, he'll be able to find that hidden emes. Because Emuna is Nimshach Achara Emes. Yihu Emes, Yihu Emuna, Emes Emuna Chayk V'Le'Avar. But because it's so hidden, if a person wants to live this life in a true sense, to be able to feel his tafkid in this world, the only way he can find that emes, which is so hidden, which is something which we can't even describe. Chaysam Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu emes. It's called the Chaysam of Hashem. You don't know what a Chaysam is. What's a Chaysam? A Chaysam is a seal. Right? Or a signature. You ever see the signatures of like the old tzaddikim, like the Baal Shem Tov signature? It doesn't say like, you know, Yisrael Baal Shem, or the tzaddikim. Even in the Gemara, when it speaks about Chosamos, it speaks about Simanim. Like Rava used to have like a fish as his chaysam for his. It's a very hidden thing. A chaysam is very concealed. Sometimes you see people's signatures on documents, you don't even know how this relates to them. It's just like scribbling with dots. But if you ask the person why you write it like that, he'll just say, "It's me. It just feels right to me." Can't explain that, MS. That's just me. But when you sign and you write that little scrabble, you give your word that it's going to be true. That's your word. You've put yourself on that paper. You put everything into that signature, if you're a person of your word. Same thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The emes is some type of a scribble-scrabble, kivyachol. But to decode it, the person can only get there with emunah. You have to trust that he'll keep his word. Nishba Hashem le David emes. Hashem swore to David he would be true to him. Titin emes to Yaakov, and he gave emes to Yaakov. It's the hamshacha after something which we can't even understand with our minds. Only the neshama can have a hasag in there. And that's why the neshama is nimshach achari with a crazy mesiras nefesh. If you left it up to your guf and to your seichel, you would just give up because your guf has no shaykhis to this chaysam. It's only your neshama that has some type of a hasaga in this emes that it runs after it with a craziness. Mamash with the mesiras nefesh. Mashchin yecharecha narutza. Nyelcha nir defaladas as Hashem. We run after it like mashugi. When a person has a neshama. Like the Zayar says, if we only knew how much Hashem loved us, we would roar like a lion after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says. Like a lion. Happens to be that the difference between the gematria of emes and emunah is the gematria of nirdufa. Run after it. Nelcha nirdufa ladasas Hashem. Because emes to emunah, the nirdufa gets you there. If you have a sense of who you are and a sense of what it is you're going to, then you'll run after it and nothing can stand in your way. Because nothing can stand in the way of that neshama. So out of all the drachim of emunah, we have a gift called Yisrael. Kisarisem elokim emanoshem atucha. Nothing can stand in the way of Yisrael. This idea that emes, a person gets to emes by emunah. Of course, emunah, as all the tzaddikim say, means following something which you don't understand. You don't know why you're doing it. You're doing it because there's a higher reason pulling you along. There's a continuous process which is taking place, which is that every time I'm masig, my emunah brings me to something which is higher, and then I understand it, and I'm zeichet to the emes, I'm zeichet to the das of that thing. Then something higher than you, a new thing higher than you is revealed, where a new process of emunah begins, that you have to strive to the next thing which is higher than you. And it's a continuous process which never ends. Of course, there's something which is called the emes la'amitai, which is the highest emes, which we will never have a hasaga in. It's endless. You can only connect to it with cheshek, with ratzon. But to have a yidiyah in that, it's an endless yidiyah. As we say, tachlis hadas, shalayneda. Right? The tachlis of all yidiyah is that you don't know and you'll never know. It's an endless process. It's called an or ein sof for a reason. It's mamash ein sof. That's called the emes lamitai, the Gemara talks about. The emes of the emes. And so the Torah begins with this emes. It says, Bereishis bara Elokim es. Right? Bereishis bara Elokim is sofi tevos emes. And bara Elokim es is sofi tevos emes. Because the tough is being barred for both times. Right? So if you take a look at the first four words of the Torah, you have the sofi tevos emes twice. That's called emes lamitai. Torah begins with this idea of emes lamitai. As the pasuk says, Roish Tavarcha Emes. Hashem begins his Torah with Emes. To go after this Emes Lamitai. But if we break it down into baby steps, every Emunah brings us to an Emes, and then when we're masik that Emes, we have a Das of that Emes, we go, there's a new Emunah which kicks in, a higher Emes than the one before, and we're Nimshach after that Emes. And we go from Emes to Emes to Emes using our Emunah, which is just a continuous process to the Emes Lamitai, which is the highest Emes of all. So we go from emes to das. I'm sorry. Go from emuna to having a das of something. And then once you've reached that das, you have a new emuna which begins to a higher das. And you go from that emuna to that das. That's this emes emuna choyk v'layaver. Every emuna brings you to an emes. And then once you're mastered that emes, then a new emuna begins to a higher das and to a higher emes. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Tuv tam v'das lamdeni, ki b'mitzvei secha ha'emanti. A sweet tam and das, teach me Hashem, ki b'mitzvei secha ha'emanti, because I believed in your mitzvahs. The Malbim and the other tzaddikim touch the pasuk like this. Hashem, teach me the sweetness, let me have a das and understanding of your Torah, because I believed in them. What that means is that when a Jew believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he believes in the mitzvahs, then Hashem says, if you believe, then I'll give you the das. Kibbe mitzvah secha ha'amanti, because I have emunah in your mitzvahs, tuv tama das lamdini. Teach me what they mean. Teach me the das. That's the idea. That every single emunah which we have brings us to a das to understand what we believed in. That's Matan Torah. Take a look at Matan Torah. Matan Torah is the precedent of all Limud HaTorah. Only when a Jew says, Nasa v'nishma, first we will do and then we will hear, Hashem says, okay, if that's the case, I'll give you all the Torah. When Hashem said, Anoichi the Medrash says, Hashem put the entire Torah into the heart of every Jew. And Hashem is so much spoiled. Migila Labanai Razeh, who taught him the secret. What secret? This is the secret of Nasa v'Nishma. This is how a Jew learns Torah. I will do whatever you tell me. And if a Jew has a moon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he trusts in Hashem, and he's Nimshach Achar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Hashem says, okay, if you have a moon, I'll give you das. That's how the Neshama learns Torah. That's not how the Seichel learns Torah. The Seichel learns Torah that it has to break it down and understand. It could take you... It took you, 7 years to finish Shas. But if a Jew has emunah and he learns Torah as a neshama learns Torah, he can accomplish in a few moments what it would take a Jew years to accomplish. It took one nasa v'nishma and they learned the entire Torah. Of course, Hashem conditioned them for that because he took them out of Mitzrayim. They were very humble people. They were broken spirited. Lev nishba v'nidka l'kim le'sivze. Amish karav Hashem le'nishba y'lev. It's very close to their hearts. That's the precedent all Limud HaTorah. They say that Rav Kook, like in one day or in just a short time, you can learn 60 blocks, just like that. That's how one Neshama learns Torah. For us, to learn 60 blocks, it'd take us who knows how many months. But for a tzaddik, who's an Ish Neshama, right, he's not learning, it's not that he was a genius. He wasn't a genius. He learns Torah like a Neshama learns Torah. There's no time and space when it comes to a Neshama. Neshama can understand things in the blink of an eye. That's how a Jew learns Torah. That's what we say. V'yirastich li be'amuna v'yodas es Hashem. Hashem says, if you just connect yourself to me be'amuna, then you will know me. First you put in the amuna, and then you'll know. That's the same thing with every shidduch. Right? V'yisnema b'yisrael. They stand underneath the chuppah, and the husband says to the wife, he gives her a ring, and he says, he's makadishar, and he says, I'm committed to you, and you're committed to me. They commit themselves be'amuna. And then, the next step is das. Vayeda adam is chava yishtai. Right? The next step is what it means to be a husband and wife. And they know each other, right? In a real sense. A spiritual way, in a physical way. You can only do that when you've committed yourself b'emunah to each other. She's not going to give her hand to this person unless she knows and sees that he's be'emunah to her. Yastich li be'emunah, Hashem says, if you give me your emunah first, then v'yadah says Hashem, then I'll let you know me. It's interesting that this pasuk of Tuv Tam V'das Amdeini Kivim Mitzvah Secha Ha'amanti, we say this pasuk before the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting that Das Emunah is Gematria Shofar. Something about the shofar that it brings out this, the relationship between Das and Emunah. It brings out the Hamshacha after Bnei Yisrael to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we blow that shofar, it's an expression of Tuv Tam V'Das Amdeini Kivim Mitzvah Ha'amati. The shofar, there's nothing, there's no expression of any Das in the shofar. It's just a, it's a kol ba'alma. Yet, same thing was true by Har Sinai. It was a kol gadol v'lo yasaf at Har Sinai. And the Mefarshim explained that that shofar never stopped, it's still blowing. And every hasaga we have in Torah comes from that kol shofar. And when we blow the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, that shofar in Rosh Hashanah is a hamshacha from the shofar which was blown in Rosh Hashanah. So even though when you blow that shofar, you have no idea why you're blowing that shofar. It's supposed to be being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, but we really don't get it. It's mamash HaChok. Torah says so explicitly, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu Mishpat Eloka Yaakov. It's a Chok. Right? But all the das we have for the entire year in Torah comes from the shofar which we blow in Rosh Hashanah. We blow it be'emunah as a Chok, and then all the das comes in from that shofar blowing. It's the essence of Tuv Tam V'Das Amdeini Kivim Mitzvah Ha'amati, which is why it's the Hakdama for blowing of shofar. It's the hamshacha that the emunah has after the emes. That's the hamshacha which a Jew has after Kadosh Baruch Hu because he's in a shema, and the chedek always follows the whole. Hashem is the whole, and we're the piece will always follow the whole. And that's called the emunah Yisrael. So after last year, in the previous shurim, after outlining the different types of emunah which there are, the bechir sheva avos, which is the emunah Yisrael, this is the way that a Jew follows the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is the gift which we have in this generation to be able to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a way. As long as a person realizes he's a neshama and he's mispalo to follow that MS, again, that MS is very sublime, it's very concealed what we're looking for. We can't put it into words. We just know it's Hashem Elokim MS. We just know that it's Him. But like David HaMelech constantly in Tehillim, Harini Hashem Darkecha, Aleich Ba'mitecha, let me follow the way of your MS. Hadricheini Ba'mitecha, let me walk down the derech of your MS. Shlach orcho ve'amitcho heima yenchuni. David says, send down these rays of MS and I will follow them. Shlach orcho ve'amitcho. Send me down rays of light called MS that I can find this MS. And again, MS can take you in very, very mysterious places. We don't know where it's going to take us. But that's what it means to have emunah. It could take you to any corner of the earth. We have no idea. It could take you to Eretz Yisrael. It could take you to the Bahamas. No idea where it's going to take you. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and everybody has a mission. And all we know at the end of the day is that it's going to be good. Hashem's going to be wherever He takes us. But it's a Mesiras Nefesh that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if a Jew really asks with the bottom of his heart and he's committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Mesiras Nefesh, V'salachti ba'mitecha, take me to find your emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? We can go b'simcha, we can go b'tuv tam v'das, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything which stands in our way, Hashem will chop it down. It's a double message, ba'misecha hatzmisein, chop it down with your emes. With the emes of Yaakov, with the emes of Yisrael. Nothing could stand in the way of that emes. Whatever stands in our way is smaller than us. That's the gift which we have to navigate these crazy torrential storms which we're living through today. The gift of emunah Yisrael, which the later generations of Zeichah to because of the efforts of the previous tzaddik. I'll just end with this one last nakuda. The parasha begins, Eilu hadvarim asher dibur Moshe al kol Yisrael. These are the words of Moshe. Pinchas Karpin says, he writes in Sha Emes Emuna, he would say, this is in Siman Lamed Ches, Kol hadiburim shali sha'ani oimer hu al chizak emuna. Every word which I speak is a chizak in emuna. Mam Shapella, he says that. Every word which I say is a chizak in emuna. There's lots of words, by the way. He says a lot of things. Sha'ani mare b'kol davar sheyesh b'kadosh baruch hu. I show that in everything Hashem is there. Spoke about in the second shiur. Finding Hashem in everything. This is the main emunah. That Hashem is everything, everywhere. Jew can't become anything unless he knows that. B'derech zeh, he said, in this way, is min mekarv Mashiach. I bring Mashiach. Every word which I say, which is a chizuk in emunah, I bring Mashiach like that. I'm not going to get into exactly what he means by that. there's an idea that when a Jew speaks, the main words that a Jew speaks should be chizuk and emunah. You know, we say many things throughout the day. We talk about college, we talk about life, we talk about shidduchim, we talk Torah, we talk many things. And a person has to sum himself up and say to himself, what's the ikar dibur of me? What's the tafal dibur of me? I may speak many things throughout the day, but who am I? When I say, what are my most meaningful words that I say throughout the day? I want to see myself as somebody who's a medaber. My ikar dibur is in what? Where do I feel the most chias? Where do I feel the most accomplished? Pinchas Karatzer says, when I speak words of emunah, that's who I am. Every word which I say is emunah. And you know how it is by tzaddikah. Every word, even if it doesn't seem like it has anything to do with emunah, there's emunah there. The hidden ways of tzaddikah. Every word is coded with emunah, even though it may not look that way. The David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Oidia emunas chabafi. I proclaim emunah in everything which I do. Another beautiful pasuk, the David HaMelech says, Emunascha uchuascha amati. I spoke about your emuna. Lo chichadati chazdcha va'amitcha l'kahal rav. Even to great assemblies, I spoke about your emuna. I did not withhold your chesed and your emes from them. Imagine David HaMelech was the king of Israel, which is an empire. If David HaMelech would be invited to speak, like l'havdil alfei hevdalot, you invite President Clinton to come, you know, speak about the former president. This is what it would be like if David HaMelech came to speak to an assembly. The king of the Jewish people of the empire is going to come speak. He could speak about many things. He ran an entire empire, David HaMelech. He knew the ins and outs of everything. He was a chacham shem kamohu. If you told David HaMelech, come, we're inviting you to speak, you know what he was talking about? Hashem is the one and only God. Everybody has to follow Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to daven. You have to chazik yourself in emunah. This is David HaMelech. This is what he says. In great assemblies, I would speak about emunah. This is all I wanted to talk about. I wouldn't talk about, you know, how people should make parnasa, this and that. David HaMelech was the man of emunah. Spoke about emunah, even to great assemblies of people. This is what he spoke about. This is the words of David. David HaMelech says, Derech emunah b'charti. I chose the way of emunah. Oidia emunascha b'fi. Coming to this week's parasha, Ela hadvar Masha dibir Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. These are the words of Moshe? Moshe spoke many, many things beforehand. Almost the entire Torah is about Moshe talking. It's called Torah's Moshe. It's his Torah. He has the right to talk. But these are the words of Moshe, and we have a klal. We have a klal in Chazal. Eile, and Chazal say it on this word. Eile, and there's ve'eile. Ve'eile is most of HaRishonim, means it's coming to add. But Eile always means it's poiselus HaRishonim. It comes to pasel everything before it. This week's Pasha begins, Eile hadvarim asher dibur Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. These are the words of Moshe. Comes to pasel the previous words of Moshe, as if Moshe didn't say anything beforehand. Everything I said until now was pasel. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us. What's the difference between these parashas and the previous parashas, Sefer Devarim? And there's an arichas on this in Chassidus. We're not going to get into it. Or Gedalia has a very nice piece on this, Ayin Shom. The Torah is teaching us that what differentiates these words of Moshe than all the other words of Moshe in the previous parashas, that Sefer Devarim is filled with emunah. Filled with emunah. These are the greatest parashas, these parashas. Veschanon, Ekev, Re'e, Mamish, like, fly high. Such open Musr, Chizuk, Emuna, Ava, Yirid, Vegas. The whole Sefer Devarim is a Musr Sefer. It's a Chassidish Sefer. Whole thing. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, I said many things in the Torah until now. Everything is puzzle to this. If I don't know what my Ikar Dibur is Eile HaDvarim. And the whole Sefer is called Varm, because these are the main words of Moshe. Chizuk Yidin, Chazik Demen Emuna, in Bias Mashiach, Parshas Nitzavim, Hazinu, the Shira, what will come in the Achar Sayyamah for Bnei Yisrael. These are the words of Moshe. This Shira, these words, Chizuk Bnei Yisrael, Chizuk in Emuna, these are the words of Moshe Avinu. That Chizuk that he gives us. Eila Hadvar. Chizuk in Mashiach, Tzidkinu, Bias Mashiach. That's the way that a Jew is. Idea Munas Chavifi, and a Jew needs to know that he may say many things throughout the day, but a Jew is in touch with himself and he wants to follow in the way of the tzaddikim. The ikar words, which passes all the other words, are the words which we strengthen ourselves and everyone around us in. And Hashem should give us the strength to walk in the ways of tzaddikim, to be mechazik ourselves in Emunas Yisrael, and in doing something, mevakish the emes, kayam upon us, and alav klai yisrael, mashcheni, acharecha, nerutza, hafiyani, hamelech adar, bias gal tzedek, and these days especially, in the beginning of the Tisha of Sum, b'karbim hiyam, amin, amin.